Every Thursday, we join NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams and guest on our Political Corner. Today, the group looks at the ongoing investigation into the identity leak of a CIA operative. They'll also explore how Democrats and Republicans are reacting to Supreme Court nominee Harriet Meyer's record on abortion.
I'm joined now by Professor Ron Walters. He's a professor of political science at the University of Maryland and was an advisor to Reverend Jesse Jackson's campaigns for president. Also with us today, Reverend Joseph Watkins, head of Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church in Philadelphia, and a member of the first President Bush's White House staff. He's at WPHT in Philadelphia. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Glad to be here.
Topic number one is the ongoing investigation by Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald into a CIA leak and whether or not it is seemingly connected to Vice President Cheney's office with the possible indictment of the Vice President's Chief of Staff, Louis Scooter Libby. There's also the possibility that the Deputy White House Chief of Staff, Karl Rove, the President's top political advisor, may be indicted. Ron Walters, what happens if both these men face indictment?
Well, the first thing that happens, Juan, is that if they're indicted, they have to step aside as presidential aides. And that would be a tremendous blow to the White House because both of these individuals are very important in the political operation of the White House. Obviously, Karl Rove is because he has designed so much of the strategy. Missing a Karl Rove in that setup really would be a very serious blow. And the same thing with respect to Louis Scooter Libby. He has been the vice president's backstopper on the whole Iraq affair. And the vice president has played a very central role in what happens with respect to Iraq. So that would be a tremendous blow to the White House.
By the way, Professor Walters, why would they have to step down?
It is not only customary, but it is sort of a law of the administrative law of the White House that if you have aides of the executive branch that are under indictment, that they cannot serve until the indictment is cleared. And that has been observed by all of the White Houses that I know anything about.
Now, Joe Watkins, what has happened in this story as we lead into the final days? Do you have a sense that this is a moment of crisis for the Bush White House?
Well, I wouldn't put the cart before the horse, and I wouldn't second-guess what the special prosecutor is going to do. He has till the 28th. Everybody is supposing that he will make a decision, or at least an announcement sometime soon, if he is going to indict anybody. And my sense of it is that obviously that's not a good thing for anybody, certainly not good for the country. It's certainly not a good thing for the White House at this juncture if that happens. I know that both Mr. Libby and Mr. Rove or any of the people involved would step down for the time being. They would step aside. They would separate themselves from the White House so that there wouldn't be any thought that they would be advising the president or the vice president while this investigation was ongoing.
Joe Watkins, it was just last year that President Bush was reelected, and yet we are now at a point where his approval ratings are at an all-time low. Some polls have him as low as 39%, 38%, in addition to which support for the war in Iraq seems to be dwindling, with a majority of Americans now saying that it's time to get the American forces out, use that money for rebuilding the Gulf Coast and other domestic concerns. If the president's aides are indicted, is this really the end of the Bush administration and the rest of his tenure will be as a lame duck and all the political analysis will focus on the presidential race to come in 2008?
Well, we all know that certainly in recent decades, second terms for presidents do present all kinds of unique challenges. But clearly, strong leaders, good leaders, don't govern by virtue of poll statistics. And this president's not going to be moved, I think, to change the way he's leading by virtue of the polls.
Topic two, gentlemen, Harriet Meyer's nomination by President Bush for a seat on the Supreme Court. This week in a questionnaire submitted to the Senate Judiciary Committee, Meyer's, it turns out, had signed a questionnaire from Texans United for Life in which she said that she opposes abortion unless it endangers the life of the mother. Joe Watkins, does this reveal anything about how Harriet Meyers might vote on the court, and does it reassure conservatives that she is a conservative nominee?
Well, it certainly demonstrates how she felt back in 1989 when she was a candidate for public office. Had she been elected back in 1989, she would have been an elected official. As a Supreme Court justice, she's in a much different position.
Well, Ron Walters, what does the document say to Democrats and those who are concerned that she might be a vote against abortion rights in the country?
Well, I think that this new evidence, of course, that has been found, I think supports the view of a lot of Democrats that she's going to be against abortion, and she would be a vote against it. And she would not, therefore, be in the tradition of Sandra Day O'Connor. I think that's interesting because you still have the conservative opposition on the Republican side. I mean, Senator David Vitter, Republican of Louisiana, said whether or not she is a grounded conservative, just in terms of her judicial philosophy. And if she's not a grounded conservative, she's still going to have problems with them. But on the other hand, she's still going to scare a lot of Democrats. When I looked at how many Democrats supported Judge Roberts and they split right in half.
22-22.
That's right. I took the group that voted for him and matched that to Bush's record in their states. And it turned out that half of that group were from states where Bush won in 2004. So I think what we're looking at here underneath the table is really the political influence of the president.
Ron Walters is a professor of political science at the University of Maryland. He was an advisor to Reverend Jackson's campaigns for president. And Reverend Joseph Watkins, head of Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church in Philadelphia and a member of the first President Bush's White House staff. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us on Political Corner.
Thank you, Juan.